perfectly sized.
Definitely historic.
Quiet.
Cozy.
Traditional.
Historical.
Small.
Fashion.
Rubbish.
With its historic cathedral and castle, wide range of diverse shops and businesses, buzzing nightlife and the ever-changing Brayford waterfront, Lincoln attracts over 3 million visitors a year. The city is home to over 85,000 people. This documentary will explore how efforts are being made to generate investment and the millions of pounds being spent to ensure that the city centre stays vibrant. I'm Emily Mallander from Siren FM, and I'm going to be taking you on a walk around the city centre to see firsthand what's on offer and how it's evolving. Uphill Lincoln attracts many tourists who are keen to see its historic cobbled streets and walk down the famous steep hill. As we walk down the hill towards the High Street, we are joined by Emma Tatlow from the Visit Lincoln Partnership.
I think Lincoln's got a really interesting culture, actually. It's obviously got a real mix of the history and heritage in the uphill part of Lincoln that makes it quite quirky and independent. But then down here in the bottom half of the city, we've obviously got the university and the students, as well as Lincoln College. And so there's quite a vibrant culture down here, I think, and certainly in terms of the arts provision, events, the cultural offering is really increasing and it's expanding, and Lincoln's becoming better known now for things that maybe previously people wouldn't have thought they might find in a city that big. I think that Lincoln is starting to break away from being a solely historic city. People that visited the city perhaps 10 years or more ago probably remember just the uphill part of Lincoln, the quirky streets, the Bale Gate. But now we have such a diverse retail offer, so that's really important in terms of visitors coming to Lincoln. They want the high street stores as well as the independent boutiques. The Usher Gallery, the Ale Pack, the Engine Shed, all are bringing a real diverse range of options for people, so for students, for residents as well. I think it's really important.
The culture of Lincoln's quite a student culture. There's loads of students around.
Yeah, it's definitely changing. Changed a lot over the last 15 years, definitely, and seems to be continually changing with a mix of all different cultures.
Lincoln's not like Lincoln used to be years ago when I was a child. Oh, it was all the cobbles. I mean, it wasn't all these new buildings in here.
I say it's quite historic, but at the same time it's like got a modern twist to it with the university being here.
So. I think Lincoln's still finding its feet in terms of how it marketed itself to the world aside from the cathedral. But I'm not sure having exactly the same things as every other city in Britain really makes any difference to that.
It's growing up and getting more modern. Yeah, it was always 10 years behind the times, but it's become now a contemporary city like everywhere else.
Michael Armstrong from Lincoln Big gives us an understanding of what they do and his view on the changes around the city centre.
Business Improvement District is if businesses get together and want to improve the area that they're in, and if we all work on a business plan and that is a positive result, then that business plan is applied for a 5-year term. We are able to see how successful we are with that because we have sort of footfall counters around the city centre. There's various points within the High Street and around our area that we have these laser beams that count the number of people that come in. So we've still got to, we're still, you know, working hard to get ourselves known. People always go to York, first of all. Sometimes they miss out Lincoln, and Lincoln's got a lot more to offer than York.
We're currently stood on Park Street outside the nightclub newly named Home, formerly the Annex. Do you think the opening of this club will have a big effect on Lincoln's nightlife as a whole?
Sure it will, yeah. I'm sure it will be great for students. It's a new offer, isn't it? It's something else that the city has got to offer to not just students, but again to residents and to visitors as well. I haven't yet been inside, but I'm looking forward to having a look around later on today. And I just think it's great that the product offer in Lincoln is diversifying, it's expanding, and I think there's room for everybody.
On a Thursday night, like some other stores, House of Fraser is open until 8 p.m. There has been a lot of talk questioning whether late-night shopping is or will be a success in Lincoln. We spoke to Jay Butcher from House of Fraser.
It is really good because obviously people know that they can come here for like the nicer brands. We do get quite a lot of other, like all kind of ages, all different types of people, and it's nice that each concession has their own little bit of individuality and it's a little bit different, so it's kind of varied for everybody. It's just nice for new customers to be able to know that there is something for all ages and there will be something for them here. Monday to Wednesday we're open 9 till 5:30. On a Thursday we've obviously started doing the late night shopping, which is till 9 till 8, and then again on Friday it's 9 till 5:30, and Saturday it's 9 till 6.
this is the first evening we've done late night shopping.
Evenings are times that suit people better for shopping and stuff, because the weekends can be busy with kids or whatnot.
Marks and Spencer's, British Home Stores.
Topshop and River Island and Paper Chase.
Topshop.
We've been Topshop. New Look.
It's not very late.
Yeah, we thought it'd be 9 o'clock.
It'd be like 9.
Not many shops actually open.
There doesn't seem to be that many shops open.
I don't think enough people know about it though.
I actually don't, because if you've had a hectic day, I think they could be open later.
Well, we started off with about 100 shops, and we had long, long discussions with the businesses about having a late night shop, and hence that's why we started it in the summer, in July, the late nights, and we got extension to the pavement cafe licences. So the whole idea of people sort of al fresco eating out and enjoying their coffees out in the street. And I think we always knew that some would fall by the wayside. Yes, we've got a hard core of businesses that are working with it, but yeah, we want the independent traders as well, as we want as much so we can give a broad offer to the customer. We've got to carry on. I'm sure it will take off in time, but it's quite a slow start.
It's kind of been a bit slow. I think it's because people haven't kind of got out of their normal shopping habits. So I wouldn't say it's been overly successful yet. Towards Christmas time it will, because people kind of expect it, but it's still a little bit slow at the minute, so we're just waiting for it to pick up. We have tried to like create some events, like one of our girls did a thing with uni students where, because on a Thursday night it's like student night out, where they come in their normal clothes, they buy an outfit and they get like discount and they get their makeup done and just things like that, just to like create a bit more of an atmosphere and get more people in store.
I think the larger stores such as House of Fraser and Primark and Marks and Spencer's are two of the other key ones. It's easier for them to sustain in terms of staffing, costs and so on. For a lot of the independent retailers, they're owner managed businesses, and therefore it's them that's having to commit, you know, even more of their time to stay open late. So certainly I think it's easier for the larger retailers to sustain it. And of course, where they have stores in other areas, again, like the out of town shopping malls such as Meadow Hall, they're used to staying open late because that's very much the culture of those types of places. So I think it's more in their culture. And hopefully the larger retailers can set an example for some of the small independent stores who will see the benefits of it if they do open their doors late.
We now walk under the Stone Bow Arch into the heart of Lincoln City Centre. The high street is busy as ever, bustling with shoppers, promoters and salespeople.
Hello guys, how are you doing today? What is the best trick you can help me do?
I'm alright, thanks.
As we head down onto Brayford Pool, we're hit with the noise of all the building and construction along the waterfront.
I don't think it's over commercialised. I think the nice thing about Lincoln is we still do have the very independent elements of the city, and actually an area like the Brayford Pool here, being so close to the university, I think can sustain some of these elements.
It's fantastically waterfronty.
I think it's good. I like that there's new restaurants and stuff coming in, because obviously there's new places for everyone to go. I'm not sure like about the new hotel being built because it's a bit big, but
I've noticed a lot more restaurants and stuff, but it's quite a nice atmosphere, I guess.
It's going downhill fast. It is really.
There's a vibrancy down on the Brayford waterfront with all the restaurants, and it's great. I mean, customers want that. Customers want that sort of restaurant area. That's the sort of down there, and we've got a new hotel opening there. It's all good news for the city centre. It's bringing more people in. It's bringing vitality into the city centre. I don't know if you know the old Harbour Master's office there. There's plans in for that to become a restaurant. It's all about bringing more people in.
Currently under construction is the £6 million, 115-bedroom Doubletree Hilton Hotel. And since 2010, we've seen the arrival of three new restaurants, including Harvester, the Handmade Burger Company, and the Italian chain Zizi. Ricky Price is deputy manager at Zizi.
I think we've kind of topped it on the Brayford Wharf now. I don't think anyone else are going to open. I mean, we've kind of noticed there is a lot of competition. I mean, we even compete against people like Nando's. They seem to be quite busy at times. The short amount of time that I've been here, there does seem to be quite a lot of tourists. Simple things like the cathedral, I believe people come over and have a look. I'm not quite sure what else is appealing in Lincoln. I don't think we stand out as far away from Ask and Prezzo's regarding food-wise. You know, it's a very similar menu. I'll agree with that. But regarding service, I think we can kind of, you know, show the people of Lincoln what true service should be.
Here's City of Lincoln councillor Neil Murray.
The culture of Lincoln is changing, and a lot of that is to do with the university. The fact that we have lots and lots of young people in Lincoln now, which influences the culture of the city tremendously, and it also influences it intellectually as well. It's a more cultured place than it was 20 years ago. The council for the last 20 years has tried to regenerate the derelict areas of the city. We did a hotel study about 7 years ago, and it showed that we actually didn't have enough hotel bed spaces. We got more and more people coming to Lincoln, so we need those hotel bed spaces. And crucially also, we need a mix. So some people want to stay in a B&B, some people want to stay in a Hilton, you know, and to have choice is good. And that's why they've invested here, because they see Lincoln as an increasingly interesting place. It's more and more dynamic. There's a lot more going on than there used to be. So obviously people need somewhere to stay. The city centre was full of derelict land, derelict buildings, and now there's not much of that. There's still things we need to do. And for example, the retail offer needs to be strengthened. Altogether, you're looking at something like £150, £200 million worth of development there, and that will happen in the next 5 years. So the high street will look totally different.
As you probably know, there are plenty of new bars and clubs popping up around the city, like L4, Tokyo, Wahoo, and the £3 million renovation of the brand new club home. So how do you decide where to go for a night out?
I went to Tokyo once, and that was jam-packed, like, could hardly move.
I don't really think it's that good for students because you have to pay a lot to get in everywhere.
I think it's good, but I think it can be better. I think like Engine Shed, definitely, because there's a lot of gigs there, isn't there?
Ian Spenton, Engine Shed Events Manager, enlightened us on what goes on at the popular student venue.
We run our events to attract the widest audience we can to make sure that we're a viable business. For club nights, it's the 18 to 22, 23 year olds. There's the vast bulk of people that come to us. The bar is open to everybody, and the only event that we have in the engine shed that is closed is the fever pitch. There is a music scene growing in Lincoln. We have we started to put an acoustic night on Sunday nights. We're inviting local musicians to come down and take part in that. That's something that we're just getting off the ground. I know that across the city there are other acoustic nights that happen. And also there's obviously all the other venues offering what they offer, which adds to a kind of culture of sort of musical hot pot that seems to be kind of bubbling quite nicely away in Lincoln at the moment.
I think Lincoln is certainly more of a social hotspot now than it was 10 years ago, and unfortunately a lot of people's perceptions of Lincoln are quite outdated. So when they come here they're really surprised and pleased, I think, by the amount of bars and the amount of nightlife and the evening economy that Lincoln now has got to offer. I think, yes, it is beginning to compare to Nottingham. We're raising our bar, we're offering a good quality product, we're offering variety, we are seeing places open throughout the week and across the weekends and later hours and so on. But interestingly, people see Lincoln as a really value for money alternative, and they also see it as a very safe alternative. And I think that's where we can stand out against places like Nottingham.
All the people we've spoken to have contributed to the expansion and development of the city and its culture. And as it competes with the likes of York and Nottingham, Lincoln will continue to move onwards and upwards.